The news that the U.S. economy added 308,000 new jobs last month was greeted by many as a sign that U.S. companies are finally gaining the confidence to take on new hires. One sector of the economy, healthcare, never stopped hiring. It's been a reliable and crucial source of job creation throughout the recovery. NPR's Snigdha Prakash explains why.
March was like any other month in recent memory for hospitals, doctors' offices, and nursing homes around the country. They used help-wanted ads, job fairs, and recruiters to find more workers. Lots of them. Mark Zandi is chief economist of economy.com.
Over the past year, the healthcare services industry has added almost 200,000 jobs. And just to give you context, that's almost a third of all the jobs that have been created over the period.
Zandi points out that healthcare employers added jobs even during the recession.
The healthcare industry has been the engine of job growth for more than a decade. It has been the largest provider of jobs, new jobs, consistently since the early 1990s, and there's no reason to expect that that's going to change.
Think of it as the flip side of the rise in healthcare spending. Consumers chafe against it because they have to pay more for health insurance. Companies and governments don't like it either. But the bright side is that those dollars are used to hire additional doctors, nurses, lab technicians, and other healthcare providers.
Over the past year, in the Maryland market, we've hired almost 1,800 people.
Ed Hodge is Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer of Adventist Healthcare. The company owns hospitals and nursing homes. It also provides home healthcare.
The types of positions we filled are primarily in the nursing arena. At least 25% of our hires in the past year have been nurses. Another 20% of our employees have been hired in certified nursing aid roles. They assist our residents and patients in activities of daily living.
The pay ranges from about $20,000 for nursing aides to $90,000 for experienced nurses who work overtime. Economist Mark Zandi says Adventists' new hires are typical of the healthcare sector.
One of the hallmarks of the healthcare job engine is that it's creating jobs across the spectrum of occupations and pay scales. And it's particularly important for lower-skilled, low-wage workers because it's an entree point into the job market.
Healthcare will remain a jobs engine into the foreseeable future because Americans show no sign of slowing down their consumption of healthcare. As Jim Bentley, Senior Vice President for Strategic Policy Planning at the American Hospital Association, points out, demand is going up because the population is aging. He says one group in particular wants a lot more health care.
It's not so much the population, say, of senior citizens right now, as it is the baby boomer population that is moving into periods of time when they're more apt to have an orthopedic concern or a cardiac concern or something. And there are a lot of baby boomers.
Bentley says scientific and technological progress will also keep creating new healthcare jobs. He cites the example of a technology called the gamma knife. It's a way of operating on the brain without cutting into it. Bentley says it's adding jobs in the operating room.
You may well still have the neurological surgeon, but you add to that someone like a physicist to be involved in that.
One last thing that's fueling the healthcare jobs engine? Productivity, or more precisely, the industry's resistance to increasing it. Doctors and hospitals haven't quite figured out how to stop generating so much paper every time you visit them. But they're showing signs of learning, and as they do, even the healthcare engine will have to slow a little. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.